Join Kids Hat family.
Tia, we were electing for the sports president today, and I voted for myself because I think I am the tallest of them all.
Oh, that's great. But don't you think you need more qualities to be the sports president than just being tall?
Like what?
Like being smart?
I think you're right.
This reminds me of a story. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
Rory, the quick-witted rabbit. Once upon a time, in a far-off land, there lived a clever little rabbit named Rory. Rory was a curious little rabbit and loved to explore the forest every day. One day, while hopping around, he came across a group of animals that had gathered around a tree.
Good morning, Rory.
Hello, butterfly. What's going on over there?
They're having a meeting to decide who should be their king.
Oh, wow. I want to join in.
Rory hopped over the tree and joined the group of animals. He was very excited to be a part of the meeting.
I should be the king. I am the strongest.
No, I should be the king because I am the biggest.
Ah, excuse me. I should be the king because I am so majestic and beautiful.
But among all the animals, Rory had a different idea.
I think the wisest animal should be our king. I can prove that I am the wisest.
Oh, you funny little rabbit. Why should you be the king?
I may not be big or strong, but I have a lot of clever ideas. And I think a king needs to be clever and wise, not just big and strong.
The animals thought about this and agreed to have a contest. The animal with the best gift would be crowned as the king. Rory went home to think about what gift he could bring. He decided to make a special potion of herbs and berries that would make the animals feel happy and energized. The day of the contest arrived, and one by one, the animals came to the tree with their gifts. The lion brought a crown made of gold. The elephant brought a big pile of fruits. And the peacock brought a dazzling array of jewels. But when Rory came forward with his potion, the animal scoffed.
What is that? Funny little rabbit with a funny little bottle as a gift. Ha ha ha!
It's a potion I made from herbs and berries that will make you feel happy and energized.
That doesn't sound very impressive. Why don't you just try some? It won't cause you any harm, I promise.
And one by one, the animals drank the potion. Sure enough, they started to feel happy and energized. They forgot all about the contest and started playing games and laughing together. As the animals were playing, Rory noticed a group of hunters approaching the forest.
We need to hide. Act like you're sleeping.
The hunters approached cautiously. When they saw the animals lying still on the ground, they assumed they were dead and left the forest.
Oh, poor animals! They are dead already. Let's go ahead. Wow, Rory. You saved us all.
You're a true hero, Rory.
Thank you, but I couldn't have done it without all of you. We make a great team.
From that day forward, Rory was crowned the king of the forest. He ruled with wisdom and cleverness, always making sure to put the needs of the animals first. The forest was a happy and peaceful place under his rule. Years went by and Rory grew old. One day, he called all the animals for a meeting.
It's time for me to step down as king. I've had a long and happy reign, but now it's time for a new king to take my place.
The animals were sad to see Rory go, but they knew he was right. They decided to hold a contest to find a new king. The animals came forward with their gifts, but none of them were as impressive as Rory's potion. The animals started to get worried until a little mouse named Millie stepped forward.
I don't have a gift, but I do have a suggestion. Why don't we all work together to keep the forest safe and happy?
The animals thought about this and agreed that Millie had the best idea. They decided to work together as a team and protect the forest and the animals with equal responsibility.
I love this story, Tia.
I love this one too, Tofu. The moral of the story is that wisdom and cleverness are just as important as strength, and working together is the key to success.
For your favorite rhymes, stories, and more, join Kids Heart Family. Subscribe here.